Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports. Really special guest this week is as there's iconic teams, sports teams throughout the major sports in this country. Of course, the Boston Celtics and the New York Yankees and the Oakland Raiders and the New England Patriots, but also in NASCAR, Richard Petty Motorsports, of course, is one of the iconic teams in NASCAR. So happy to be joined this week as they're taking on a new sponsor that is both financial and tech related, as we're joined by Andrew Murstein, CEO of the Medallion Financial and majority owner of Richard Petty Motorsports. And Andrew, thanks for coming on this week.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Great. And a lot going on, of course. NASCAR has been steaming along, but you guys announced that Cash App, an app that a lot of people use, especially young people, is coming on board with you guys. And how excited does that make you?
It's great. It's really a tipping point for Richard Petty Motorsports. It's the first of what I think will be many announcements in the next 30 or 60 days or so. Bubba has been getting a ton of interest from corporate sponsors, and it's been a long time coming for us, frankly. We've had him under contract for several years, and he's the first full-time African-American driver in nearly 50 years in NASCAR. So recently, as many have seen and heard his name, I think he's the new face of NASCAR.
Yeah, definitely one of them, and the right age, and to really make a mark. And of course, you mentioned Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Chevrolet Camaro, and Bubba's having a breakout year in so many ways. And Cash App's coming on board, that he'll carry the Cash App brand on his NASCAR Series car for a number of races, and wear the checkered suit and the colors, and the crew will wear it. So that's exciting. And Cash App, a financial company, but also a tech company as well. I think that's important, Andrew, as tech has been such a growing segment in this country. It's been a big part of NASCAR and continues to grow into different NASCAR teams and different NASCAR applications.
Yes, exactly. You know, I don't think people realize how much technology plays a part in NASCAR. I grew up a baseball fan, actually, a Hank Aaron fan, and to me, baseball is one of the great sports in America, but NASCAR is so different. As a typical fan, the first few times I went there, frankly, I was just expecting people having fun and drinking and just walking around, but it's remarkable how technology is so involved in the sport of NASCAR. Most of the fans that I saw had sprint visions on, and they were listening to their favorite driver. So unlike almost every other sport, technology, I think, plays a huge role in NASCAR. You could go to a race, you could tune into any driver you want, you could pick a camera angle, you could hear the car chute speak to the driver, the pit crew change the tires in 12 seconds. It's really a remarkable sport.
It really is. And to be the majority owner of Richard Petty Motorsports, which as my lead-in said, is one of the iconic teams or the iconic team in NASCAR, that's got to be really something for you, a sports fan growing up, and kind of leading a vision as sports is rebounding in this country, and as we're trying to navigate through a time of a worldwide pandemic.
Yes, you know, it actually all started with one Mobile, Alabama native leading us to another, one being Hank Aaron. Bubba Wallace. And years ago, Hank, who was on our board of directors at Medallion Financial, was talking to me before a board meeting, and our other board member at the time was actually Mario Cuomo. A lot of people don't know this, but Mario wanted to be a baseball player before being governor. So he and Hank would have great stories back and forth about the old days when they played, Mario played in minor league sports, but it was that conversation that kind of led us into NASCAR, because we were discussing taxi medallions at the time and how there are so few medallions, how they're kind of limited, and how they go up so much over time appreciation-wise.
Sure.
And Hank said to me, you know what else would like that? Sports teams. And I scratched my head, and I said, you're right. You know, I didn't realize how similar they were, that there's cap amount of sports teams, basically, and what a great appreciation they've had over years. Sports teams, when Hank and I first had the conversation back in the early 90s, you know, a football team would be going for $150 million. Now they're well over $2 billion. So it's a very interesting dilemma how you have a limited amount of teams and great appreciation over time. And so far, we've been very lucky to own such a great brand as Richard Petty Motorsports.
Yeah, I'm involved in sports collecting, and the word limited is always good to have on your side. So we're with Andrew Murstein, majority owner of Richard Petty Motorsports, and at a time when Bubba really wasn't attracting a lot of attention, Andrew, everybody knew he was a great driver and had great potential. No one was really offering him a full-time ride. What did you see in Bubba? What were you hoping to have this turn out to be? I'm sure it's exceeding your expectations.
So when Hank, Aaron, again, and I would talk about sport and different types of investments in the business world, our company focused only on women and minority-owned businesses. That's all we lent to, is giving minorities the opportunity to grow their businesses because they were being overlooked by banks. So when we bought Richard Petty, it was really geared towards that. How do we bring in a new fan base and a new face as a driver into the sport? And the first driver that we picked was Eric Almirola, who was one of the first Hispanic drivers in the sport. And then after that, he got injured, and we actually couldn't believe that there was nobody since the 1970s that was a full-time African-American driver. And we were very fortunate. Nobody had chosen Bubba at the time. He was out there for the taking. But Richard Petty and I, you know, took a little bit of a gamble on it, frankly, because he was a good driver, but perhaps not the best one at the time that we could have chosen. But we really saw star potential in him. What we wanted to do is pick someone who could be like the Tiger Woods of NASCAR, somebody who could literally change the face of the game and bring in a whole new fan base. And it really didn't happen, frankly, until about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
He was doing okay, but the turning point or the tipping point was really that race that we had in Martinsville about 2 months ago. We didn't have a sponsor for the car. We went to Bubba and we said, why don't you do something, you know, Black Lives Matter theme on the car. And Bubba really took it and ran with it and got brought to another level.
Yeah, really attracted a lot of good attention. And the Petty family, of course, they're innovators. They're family associated with NASCAR almost longer than any other family. How much do you lean on the Petty family, Andrew, when it comes to racing decisions?
Well, a lot. You know, everyone talks about LeBron being the king. Richard was the first king of sports. I mean, he's dominated NASCAR. LeBron's obviously a great athlete, but I'll dare to say Richard has dominated his sport more than LeBron has dominated his sport, or probably more than any athlete has dominated their sports. He has 200 victories, and number two, I believe, is 103. I don't know if you have that much of a gap in any sport where number one is double number two. So in this case, it was a perfect coincidence where you had the old face of NASCAR in a way, Richard Petty embracing the new kid, Bubba Wallace. And I think that really helped, frankly. You know, a lot of people perhaps did not have an open mind about Bubba at the start, but kind of having the king put his arm around him and embrace him and show him the respect, I think it really opened the eyes of NASCAR fans and really made Bubba feel welcome and instantly embraced by everybody.
Yeah, it's been huge. Wrapping up with Andrew Merstein from Richard Petty Motorsports. And Andrew, if somebody that has never been to a NASCAR race, someone that's never watched a complete race on television, you know, it kind of sells itself. The races have been really exciting this year. But what do you tell somebody that's on the fence about taking in a NASCAR experience?
You have to try it. To me, you know, hockey is nothing like it is in person, for example. A hockey game, to me, is okay on TV. But once you're there and you hear the sounds and you feel it, it's a much better sport. NASCAR is the same way. There's nothing like going to a track. It's the smell of the gasoline. It's the sound of the cars. It's the intensity of the fan. Again, before I got into the sport, I had no idea how passionate these fans were and how much they represent and support their corporate sponsors. These guys are tuned in to their little monitors, watching every angle of the car, listening to it, following the tire wear, how many miles to go before they run out of gas. It's really fascinating from a technology side.
It really is. True fans in NASCAR and loyal fans. And NASCAR, not only an individual sport, but also a team sport, if you follow it that way as well. So a lot going on. Andrew, I'm glad to see you guys are trending upward and all the great work you're doing and success. And we're definitely following it. And great to help you announce your partnership with Cash App. That's potentially huge for many reasons as well. So thanks for a few moments of your time.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks so much.